but you got a minute. Arizona and Brazil are two sides of the same coin. They're in throwdowns. They got reports coming out. I had an explosive report. I got the author of it the next hour. We just had a state senator saying they got to resign in Maricopa County because of the machines. The guy's going to come in the next hour saying the machine thing's far worse than it's being reported. You got Brazil. He just came out. Bolsonaro just came out and said, hey, the machines, it's all coded. It's everything Lindell's saying. How does that make you feel since you've had your business destroyed, your life destroyed, your employees destroyed, you're not in Walmart, you're not anywhere because of your crusade about these machines, sir?
Well, Steve, it doesn't matter. If it takes me to lose everything, I want to save our country, and we have to get rid of the machines. I've said that since day one. There's no sacrifice too big. I'm doing what, you know, I believe the Lord gave me this big platform for such a time as this, and I'm just doing what I feel led, which I have to do. And I did talk to people in Brazil last week, and they had 5.1 million votes taken. That's just what we know, what we've seen on the machine. So say, if you feel vindicated, Mike, do you feel vindicated? I just want to win, everybody. I just want to save our country for our future.
Okay, I want to bring in Mike Lindell. Mike, just real quickly, in Maricopa County, you know, the AG sent this letter. We got a new report. The lawyer's going to be here tonight about, and he's said witness of the machine tabulation problems, and all the machines had problems. But in the defense of the machines, the guys running it, the Maricopa County saying, hey, we don't want to hear from Mike Lindell. We don't hear from the voters. We don't hear about it. Because we're going to send a response to AG, and we're certifying this election at a public hearing on Monday. What do you think about that, sir?
Well, I think it's disgusting. I mean, where does it end? Where does it end, everybody? This is, you know, if Katie Hobbs believes that she won, why wouldn't she want to say, hey, let's take a look at this. There was massive problem. When I woke up on the morning of the election and I'm going, all these machines are going bad across our country, and mostly in Arizona, I'm going, wow, finally somebody will actually see that there's problems with these machines. Steve, we also have reason to believe now that it's that a lot of this could have been done not machine malfunction, maybe on purpose. And there's just a lot. And if they certify, it's another, once again, the biggest cover up for another one of the biggest crimes ever. When you have a crime against our country, when it's talking about our elections, there is no bigger crime because everything manifests from that. When you have people that do this and you take a whole country, and that's where we're at, that cannot be certified. When your attorney general says, hey, there's a problem, let's look into it. What are they hiding, Steve? What are they hiding?
I want to talk about hiding. There's an article about who's not back on Twitter from the original guys banned for life. I want to make sure. I have never been on Twitter. The show had a Twitter account that was taken off because we were putting up, they said it was about Fauci. That's a lie. It was because we were putting up stuff from the hard drive from hell. I have no interest in being on Twitter and will never be on Twitter because it is financed by the Chinese Communist Party. And Elon Musk got to come forward and prove to people that it's not. Tesla, the whole deal stinks to high heaven. That being said, Mike, how can we have this fiasco in Arizona? And how can we have this fiasco in Brazil? And you got tens of millions of people on the streets. And correct me if I'm wrong. The reason you're permanently banned, I think, is because you were talking about voting, mail-in votes, machines, all the problems we're seeing here in November of 2022. And you were banned a while back, and you're still not up on Twitter. It doesn't compute. What am I missing here?
Yeah. Steve, I was not only taken off Twitter in January, it was in January after I got the machine evidence on January 9th. And then my Pillows Twitter was also taken down because I spoke out then against Jack Dorsey of Twitter. So my shout out to Elon Musk would be, you know, if your such should be a new platform of free speech, but yet you're going to carve out the guys that talk about our election crimes and our election integrity. I don't think it's that free, Steve. I think I would like to do a shout out to Elon Musk right now. Hey, check out the evidence. I was banned because I was telling the truth. And that's That's disgusting. And I to be one of the few people that's still banned. Hang on, Mike Lindell, they have not
reached out to you and asked you for the evidence you had and asked you to come in and try. Hold it. Hang on. Stop. The free speech absolutists over Twitter have not asked you to give them some information to see about the ban, all the information you have, your information about the machines and mail-in ballots and all this other stuff. They have not asked for that.
No, they have not. And I would welcome that. I would hope they don't reach out to the traitor Alan Duke, that was the former fact checker for them. I hope that he's long gone, because maybe that's what was blocking it. But they haven't reached out. Everybody's got their Twitters back and so on. And
hang on. Would you commit right now to do an open live Twitter with Elon Musk? He could play 20 questions. He could rip your face off. You present your evidence, and he takes you on mano a mano in your evidence about what you believe is the voter fraud related to machines and other things in the 2020 election, sir?
Absolutely. I'd fly to him, do whatever it takes. I would hand deliver it on a silver platter and say, here you go. Look at it. You're a very smart man. Look at this, and do whatever you want to do with my Twitter account. But for sure, I would like you to say, hey, this guy got banned, and he's banned right now for no reason then. I would do that any day, any time of day or night. And I'll drop everything I have to do that, Steve, because I believe it's very important to our country. If you're going to have a platform of free speech now and without this cancel culture, you can't just say anybody that talked about machines can't be on it.
Let me be blunt. It's a joke, him saying it's a free speech app. All the conservatives got the pom-poms out. It's fully financed. I got a challenge for Elon Musk. Show me a penny of your financing that did not come from the Chinese Communist Party. Tesla, all your stock, everything related to any cash or stock you're taking at Tesla is 100% financed by the Chinese Communist Party in that Shanghai joint venture. Binance, CCP. Sequoia, a front for the CCP, up to their necks. And their investigation on Capitol Hill on Sequoia, they should understand that. So don't get in my grill. They are all CCP operations or CCP fronts. Does he have a penny that if anything in Twitter, which is a crime scene to begin with, anything not financed by CCP, and he's not letting any anti-CCP voices on there? Mike, how do they get to you?
You do realize, everybody, the first thing I said on January 9th was this was an attack by the CCP in China. We have all that evidence. That's the main evidence, is this was a China. No. The CCP is directly involved with the Uniparty, the deep state, and the globalists. So it makes sense to me now. Steve, you've answered my question.
You got to start watching War Room, brother. Hey, Mike, how do people get to you on Frank's speech on Lindell? We're going to jump over Lindell TV for the next hour. How do they get to you? We got 30 seconds.
Yeah, you guys, you can reach me. I do my show at on Lindell TV on Frank's speech, and it's right after it's at 6 p.m. Central Time. And then also you can reach me on Getter. You can reach me on Truth Social. And then, like I say, my show on Lindell TV on Frank's speech, everybody. And everyone, thanks for all your support of my fellow. All our employees, thank all of you, Steve, for everything you're doing on the War Room.
We're-